We've currently got 10 of these research centers, and they span in scope from areas such as advanced materials, chem bio defense, software and data analysis and information assurance to weapon systems technology.
Okay, I know what all those words mean, but in together, I'm not sure I completely. So what kinds of things do you do? How does this, what kind of practical things come out of the work that you guys do?
Absolutely. So we've done quite a few things. And the IAC model, Information Analysis Center, or IAC model, is really like a think tank and community of interest combined together.
Get a lot of smart people together so they can actually share ideas, share knowledge, and then hopefully they'll come out, everyone comes out smarter as a result.
Absolutely, yeah. That's correct. And so, like I mentioned, building knowledge in areas of importance to the department. So what we do specifically, I invest a certain amount of funding in the program, and we look at areas that are of importance to the department. So, for example, we'll fund research for areas such as information assurance. And one area that's gotten a lot of attention lately due to things in the media is insider threats.
Yeah.
I funded a couple state-of-the-art reports on software security assurance, insider threats, and recently just published one on the impacts of the global supply chain for information technology solutions. Mm-hmm.
And one of the challenges now, we always talk about, well, there's two challenges. One is certainly connecting all the dots. There are so many dots out there, and how do you make sense of, how do you not get lost in all that stuff?
Absolutely, and that's why the IACs are actually such an excellent resource for not only the Department of Defense, but the government and our partners in industry and academia as well. IACs are the ones that go in there, that understand the knowledge, understand the data, can build knowledge out of that by looking at the documents that have been produced, by understanding the relationships between scientists and engineers, and by conducting trends analyses and then providing information that's already been synthesized to users so that rather than giving a user a stack of reports to weed through when
right.
Nobody really has time to do that anymore, we help customers in actually defining the problem and answering the specific problem that they're facing.
And so the second part of the problem that seems really big out there in terms of information analysis is this, we're all doing this now in the age of WikiLeaks, post-WikiLeaks. How do you do this now in a secure way, or is that not really your mission?
We absolutely are impacted by that, and that's something that the IACs have thought about for a long time. I personally came out of the intelligence community and was attracted to the program because of that background. And in the intelligence community, what we focused on is moving from a model of needing to know to a need to share model. And
right.
That's a model that the IACs have known and understood for the 65-plus years of our existence. The idea here is that we don't share everything with everyone, but we look at the content of the information, we look at the source of the information, and then we work with the government owner of that information to identify how far do we think we can actually share this. And so we do maximum dissemination as opposed to minimum dissemination of the information.
And there has to be a determination at some point that this is information that can be widely disseminated. How does that decision get made?
So that decision is actually conducted in part with the folks at the IAC that are actually helping author and produce this information, and certainly is really the decision of the government organization, the government office that owns the information. And so those decisions are made based on the sensitivity of the environment, just like any decisions are made on, everyone's familiar with unclassified,
right.
Secret, top secret.
Yeah.
Well, there's other levels of categorization of unclassified information. Releasing things across the federal government only to DOD government, to DOD and DOD contractors and so on. And then there's information, obviously, that's public release as well. And so we look at the information, we look at the context, we look at what's going on in the environment, and then the government makes a decision on what is the maximum distribution for that information.
As you mentioned, the IACs have been around for a couple years now, a couple decades now, right?
Absolutely.
And yet it seems like the role of this information analysis has become more and more pressing each and every year.
That's correct. And over the 65-year history of the program, initially the program started out really focusing on pure research and development, what folks think of in developing new technologies. And then for a time during the 60s, 70s, 80s, it shifted into just disseminating information products, very much like a library or a publishing house. And more recently has shifted towards what I would call a balanced model between producing information directly ourselves, and then serving as, I mentioned, the community of interest function of the IACS, really serving as the nucleus for a community, understanding that in today's age, information is coming from all sorts of different sources, and the best thing that we can do is to serve as a conduit for that information so that we can get people to the right expert at the right time to be able to answer their question.
Yeah, that right information at the right time to make that right decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Two things that I didn't know, but when I was spending some time on your website, was I didn't know that there were so many IACS across DOD. There are a bunch of them.
Absolutely. So we've got 10 centers right now that are DOD-level IACS, and that is all managed by the Defense Technical Information Center. My office has day-to-day management and oversight of those centers. There are other centers that are operated by the military services, and each service has their own model for the IACS that they have. But the IACS that I'm speaking of are managed by the Defense Technical Information Center. And we get our charter, our policy guidance from the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Research and Engineering.